You're listening to Cross Currents from KELW News. I'm Hannah Baba. We'll turn now to politics and the race to be mayor of San Francisco. We're speaking with all eight candidates, and today we'll hear from Michelle Bravo. She says she's a sixth-generation Northern Californian and served in the military. Now she's a holistic medicine practitioner. In her own words, here's why she thinks she should be San Francisco's next mayor.
I am the only military veteran, so I have experience there. I have experience in the corporate world, and I also have experience working for myself. That gives me a pretty varied background to implement a lot of different ideas done in some ways that maybe can help to change things. So that's something. The others, I mean, I come from the heart, but I'm also coming from the head. I've got a good balance of both. My master's is in psychotherapy. Again, I served in the military. I've worked for corporate entities and marketing. So I'm able to see both sides of an equation and get community input and make the right decision.
That's San Francisco mayoral candidate Michelle Bravo, who shared that summary with KELW's Ben Trefney. They spoke for longer, about an hour. Here's an excerpt of that conversation.
What would you think should be done about San Francisco's litter problem?
Well, first of all, basically, as mayor, I would make sure that we're not issuing needles anymore. We need a better plan than having, you know, San Francisco City Hall issued needles, which then end up on our streets. And if we do have some kind of program, we need better follow-up, because for whatever reason, City Hall doesn't seem to be able to follow up with the current program of issuing needles, and then they end up on the street. This is a danger to tourists. Our tourism is down. This is allowing for our businesses to suffer, which is absolutely not acceptable.
So there's that. There's a lot more than needles on the streets, too. This is
feces. Yes, I've spoken about this a number of times.
People throwing garbage wherever.
Mm-hmm. And so this is a problem here in Bayview as well. People seem to think, because this has been traditionally a poorer neighborhood, even though it is in transition, that they can just throw garbage out here in the middle of what they think is nowhere, but people live here. So yeah, there should be, you know, we've got cameras. The SFPD love to put cameras everywhere in this area. So let's have them put some more cameras so we can find out exactly, hey, who's throwing the trash, and track them.
So that would take resources. Would you invest in those
resources? I absolutely would. And I'd see if any, maybe there's a young, burgeoning tech company that would like to donate cameras, because there's plenty of tech companies here, aren't they? And I worked in tech. I worked for Konami of America. I worked for Eidos Interactive. I did marketing for them. So I'm not a stranger to technology. I love technology. And let's get them more involved and get them helping the city of San Francisco to do what we need them to do, not just some pet project they think is okay.
This is one of the questions I have about technology and cameras is, you know, there's so much data and information coming through. Who in the city is going to watch this?
Well, we could have the technology companies as a consultant, you know. We could put them on as a consultant. Hey, let's see what's going on. If you really want to be of help and service to our community, and apparently the last administration wanted to give them tax breaks, why don't we find a way to work with these tech companies that is going to benefit the city as well as benefit the community? Because that's part of having a business in San Francisco, is to be able to benefit our community as well as, you know, have them enrich themselves.
So just for me to be clear and capture this, essentially you're talking about trying to utilize relationships with tech companies by maybe having the city contract more with them for the public good.
For the public good. And yeah, and have them scrutinized. Maybe we need an oversight committee. I know Norman Yee had mentioned something about having some kind of oversight committee when we had all the issues with the scooters recently. And, you know, Spin, Lime, one of the founders of one of these companies, I think it's Spin, I apologize if I've got this incorrect. He actually is based out of San Diego as a former Uber executive. So this guy knew better. These are not like guys in their teens and 20s who are just, you know, throwing stuff out there. They know better. If I have to pay for a business registration as a small business owner, these folks, they need to do that as well.
So speaking of adding cameras potentially to Bayview, I mean, I know that in Bayview, as in a lot of the rest of the city, there's a lot of concern about police-community relations.
Absolutely. And I'm very concerned about that as well.
Tell me about that. What would you do in order to improve that?
So one of the things that it's been part of my platform from the beginning. Right now, we have about 70% of the SFPD and about 70% or so of the SFFD who are not, I mean, they're not required, they're not mandated to live in San Francisco. So without our first responders actually living here in San Francisco, that poses bigger issues. They're not connected to the community. Their kids don't go to school here like your kids, you know, like me. I went to school here. There's no connection to the actual folks who are here, nor is there a connection to San Francisco values. They take their very nice paychecks that they receive from our city, which is higher than if they were to work. If a police officer or a firefighter was to work in Antioch or Concord or Novato or any of these other outlying communities, their salaries would be a little bit less than what they would make if they, you know, were to work here. I want to reseed, my plan is to reseed the middle class by bringing in first responders and working with developers to ensure that they have first dibs on housing.
So I'd like to conclude with a lightning round. First, what do you think about the use of tasers in policing?
I have been absolutely against tasers. Spoke out several times last year at the SF Police Commission. So I am absolutely no on Proposition H. We don't need them.
How about legalized adult use recreational marijuana? Do you think that's good or bad?
I don't have a problem with it. I myself am not into it, but I know that I have clients who are. And you know what? It's recreational or for health reasons. If it's legal, that's fine.
Charter schools versus conventional public schools.
Conventional public schools are where I attended, and I had a great education as far as I'm concerned. Probably look at investing more into public schools if that is needed here in San Francisco.
What do you think about the Golden State Warriors coming to San Francisco?
Well, I mean, you know, they were here before. Now they've returned. Again, I think the poor planning on the part of City Hall building yet another structure over on 3rd Street was a mistake. Big time. We've already got traffic issues there.
What do you think about the Central Subway?
It is over budget. And once again, this is why I would want to SF, the Municipal Transportation Agency, they need a serious redress on this particular issue.
What do you think about how Mid-Market Street changed during the Lee administration?
While it's been great to see a little bit of change and a little bit of upgrading, this whole plan of giving tax breaks without negotiation was a bad one.
What do you hate most about San Francisco?
There really isn't much that I hate. I would say just the recent state of affairs, which brought me to running for mayor in the first place. Our streets are filthy. Tourists are afraid to come here.
Well, this one might be easier for you then. What do you love most about San Francisco?
Honestly, the first thing that comes to mind is the Transamerica building. As a child, it was always my favorite building. It still is. It's in balance with the city itself in that it has the masculine, the triangle up, and the feminine on either side of its spire, representing the feminine. So it's very much in balance with the city in terms of the height and the look and the feel of it. And it is iconic. And no matter how big they'd build these other buildings, that building will always get my attention first.